This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome to GTC. Good morning, Canada. Wakey, wakey. A little bright outside. We're getting close. We're 6 weeks away from the Masters. The Florida Swing has started on the PGA Tour. And we got tons to talk about today on Golf Talk Canada. But what we're going to do today is we're going to get all the news out of the way. And then we're going to have some fun.
Is that new?
That's something new. This is a new format for us.
Really?
Because if you were listening last week, which I'm sure you were, because who would miss this, Jim?
Why would you do that?
Like, why would you want to just set up yourself for, like, the weekend you don't want by missing Golf Talk Canada?
I actually call it set yourself up for failure.
Exactly. Why would you do that? Today is Mr. Jim Taddy's final episode of Golf Talk Canada. Still going to be a valuable member of the TSN 1150 and 1050 family here in Hamilton and Toronto. For those of you listening coast to coast, you'll still hear them on Raptors and Leafs.
Yep. But everything the same except this.
Except this. And we got to reiterate that this is a 24-hour-in-the-day decision that you and I, off camera and mic, have not gone into the octagon.
I did everything short of going to Switzerland to argue Swiss time, get hours added to the day.
I thought I could have swore you were going to go and say, I need extra hours in the day.
I was going for the 27-hour day, but there was going to be vehement opposition.
All right, we're going to have a blast today. We're going to do the top 10 things that Mr. Jim Taddy will now do with his Saturday mornings now that they're free. We're going to do that. We're going to do our last ever yes guy, no guy.
Wow.
We're going to do Mr. Taddy's final winners, weird and what? Did you hear that? We have a live studio audience today. Just jam. We got jammed to the rafters in here today to send off Mr. Taddy. But there's lots to get to in the world of golf. So before we get to all those fun send off Mr. Taddy elements of today's show, let's do some news and headlines.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf Town with 55 stores coast to coast. Golf Town is Canada's golf superstore. Visit golftown.com for store specials and locations near you. Golf Town, anything for golf.
Yes, guy, news and headlines. Ryder Cup dinner at Jack's.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
BK just tweeted out the one photo of all of them. So it's like, it's the people who necessarily aren't just now on the points list qualified for the Ryder Cup, but it's possibilities, possible captain's picks. It was quite a large group of who's who with Jack and Barbara at dinner there, James.
I got to say, one individual wore a T-shirt. I don't know if I'd wear a T-shirt to Jack's.
The Jack's house.
Yeah.
It's a little disrespectful.
Probably the gardener. I don't know.
Now, Davis Love III was there, obviously, as the captain, as was Mr. Tiger Woods showed up for this dinner. But
really?
You know, there's been some other
headlines. Wait a minute. How did he walk in? Did he need some assistance?
Apparently, he did a triple cartwheel and landed the quad in front of everybody. Our own Rod Black was there. And he went, he hit the quad.
Yes.
Yeah. So
No triple sow cow.
We're not there yet, apparently. No. I don't know. But, yeah, here's the interesting thing. So this is a Ryder Cup dinner, okay, to kind of build team unity earlier in the season. We're still many, many, many months away. We're going to hand out four major titles and a tour championship and a FedEx Cup before we get to the Ryder Cup. So think of what has to transpire in the world of golf before we get to this Ryder Cup. And we're having team dinners. So I'll throw this to you in the middle of news and headlines. Is part of the reason why U.S. can't get over the hump is they take this thing too seriously? And that no wonder they're missing five-footers wound up tighter than a ball of yarn, Jim.
They overthink it. They have too many choices. And that's it.
That's it. And too much loyalty.
Yeah, wow.
And we might see that now. Their father time has forced them to give up on that model.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Tim Rosefort reports Tiger's hitting drivers, but not at full speed.
This is unbelievable, right? So last week we get a Secret Tour Pro and a former writer from Fox Sports come out and say,
Those are very credible reports.
Credible report.
Guy doesn't make stuff up.
Come out and say Tiger's regressing, right?
Yeah.
No progress, regression. Then we get the 15-second video of the 1-9 iron in the golf simulator. He hits 1-9 iron at 80 miles an hour. And then that video is supposed to, you know, break up every possible rumor. I think the truth's probably somewhere in the middle there. I don't know.
No, the real truth is, was the medical staff that had to help him off the platform.
Well, that's what I'm wanting, yeah.
And cart him off because he'd seized up after the swing.
So that night, I was on game night with you and Hoagie,
yeah.
Right? And we talked about this on game night. And I said, you know, it's not like we, you know, I've seen him ripping drivers for 15 minutes on the range. You know, like that's a different video than a smooth little 9-iron in his basement, right? And then sure enough now, Tim Rosenfort comes out and says, oh, no, he's hitting drivers, but not at full speed. So I don't know, like, how much of this is people on Tiger's inside circle trying to do damage control, how much of it is he's doing better. The people at the Ryder Cup dinner said he looked good, was walking without pain. So it's more mass confusion. And, of course, our buddy Brandel Chambly, who I defended last week on his Rory McIlroy comments, had to come out and say something. Like, he is nowhere near this. All Brandel Chambly has is exactly what the rest of us have. Okay, so he's got exactly, he's not on Tiger's inner circle.
But you're not
okay?
going to know that.
Right, okay. So he is not in Tiger's inner circle, okay, Brandel Chambly. And he has to come out with, swing looks short and quick. That's the quote. Swing looks short and quick.
Wow, because
so he can tell that from the 1-9 iron.
But
in this basement, all right? Okay, Jim, that's hardcore analysis. Hardcore.
In a simulator.
In a simulator. By the way, a swing, that did not look short and quick. It was an 80-mile-per-hour 9-iron. It was a smooth 9-iron. If Tiger was swinging like that the last 8 years and not squatting 900 pounds in the gym, he'd still be winning majors right now.
You know, but a missed opportunity because he could have put ball holes in the screen and then walked up and said, and now the 9-iron.
You know, that's why you always need a good production team around you.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't see the ball go through the screen, but now I'm going to hit the 9-iron.
This 9-iron video is brought to you by Quentin Tarantino, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
That's right. Could have had some major fun with that. The RNA merges with the Ladies Golf Union.
Yeah, so this is, you know, we're seeing this happen on the other side of the pond now. A lot of these gender barriers being broke down. You know, a few years back, some of the old school golf clubs in the UK, including the Golf Club of St. Andrews, allowing female members. So we're starting to see this. So this unification is a big deal on that side of the pond. But there's still golf clubs in the British Open Rota that don't allow female members. I personally, my personal feeling on this is I don't have a problem. With women having things that are for women and men having things for them. You know, as long as a private club is not infringing upon someone's human rights or human rights violations or something like that, I don't need to be a part of everything ladies are doing and vice versa. Some people do have a big problem with this, and it becomes more of a problem when an open championship, because of the word open is for the people, when a club hosts one of those and has these rules is when it starts to become more sticky situation.
I know what you mean, because when we do our Italian drinking night, Dr. J is not included.
That's right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. What else we got there?
We have Turnberry still in the open rota.
Well, last week you and I talked about how we didn't know if Donald Trump was going to be part of this, you know, British Open rota anymore. But they came out, Martin Slummer, the new head or the recent head of the RNA who replaced Dawson, has come out and said, no, it's official. It's part of the British Open rota. We don't know when. There's still a lot of construction happening at Turnberry, but Turnberry will host the British Open, unless he does something absolutely insane. But if he's the president of the United States, how do you leave him out of anything?
I just want to say, if he is the president of the United States, that doesn't mean he can't do something nutsy.
Right. Well, it's not like we haven't seen that from a world leader before, including the president.
I would
right?
count on it.
And now, you know, it's Trump Doral this week coming up. I'm on my way there to do PGA Tour Radio next week at Trump Doral. He will be there. He will be on site, but he'll take a smaller role this year. A lot of Secret Service around him, etc. He won't be as out there. I find that hard to believe in the middle of the campaign he's on, that it's going to be subtle. So I'm not believing
Donald
anything.
Donald Trump and subtle.
That they don't go together.
No.
Now, the PGA Tour is still coming out and suggesting that they've got to reevaluate their relationship with Trump, that they don't know if it's going to continue past this year. Here's the hidden part of that, Jim. The real reason why that's being spoke of, Cadillac's deal expires. So there might not be a sponsor for that event. So let's see what happens there. If someone's willing, you know as well as I do, if someone's willing to cut the check, a lot of things are forgiven.
Yes. Is there a check? Okay, good. Go ahead. Yeah, do whatever you want. No check. Get out of here.
Yep.
McIlroy misses the cut.
Oh. And we're going to touch on this in Yes Guy, No Guy.
Oh, we are.
Yes, but Rory McIlroy misses a cut and misses a second straight cut at Honda. And this is a tournament he's won before, and of course he's done quite well on, Jim. And are you worried at all right now of the inconsistency of Rory McIlroy? Because some weeks he looks like he's going to wipe out the field, and other weeks, last 2 weeks, has not looked good.
I think our preordained storyline for the year is in danger because Spieth missed a cut, and now McIlroy's missed a cut. And so,
and Jason Day's kind of just not there yet.
However, one of us did jump on the Ricky Fowler bandwagon.
Yes, you did.
And, and so I was covering my bet, and he may be the breakout story this year.
He could be.
What else do we have? Brooke Henderson, Australia.
Yeah, Brooke Henderson, a couple Canadians with a chance to win this weekend. Corey Connors in
Columbia,
thank you, on the PGA Tour, Latino America Tour. And Brooke Henderson, 3 off the lead in Australia on the Ladies European Tour. 3 off the lead with 18 holes to go. So we'll keep our eye on Brooke Henderson. That does it for news and headlines. Speaking of Mr. Ricky Fowler, he is leading the Honda Classic, star-studded leaderboard and event at the Bear Trap at PGA National, the Champions Course, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. The Honda Classic's going this weekend. We're going to hear from Ricky Fowler next. This is GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada was brought to you by Acura, proud presenting sponsor of major golf broadcasts in Canada. Visit Acura.ca for the all-new 2016 lineup and latest dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
I'm still not sure about this music, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of funky, isn't it?
I like the end, Bart, the fade out there.
I feel like I'm on a hoverboard every time I hear it.
I looked over, and I could have swore I was with Frankie Avalon for a second there.
Three people got that.
Wasn't he on the surfboard with Annette Funicello?
Wow.
Beach blanket bingo?
Wow.
Is that correct? Am I right or wrong in this?
Of course you're right.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah, sadly, I know.
Wow. Now that we've lost everybody our audience under the age of 1,000.
People just fell back asleep. Wow.
That's right. All of a sudden, our numbers just spiked at retirement communities coast to coast.
Yeah.
Our numbers just went through the roof. Did he say beach blanket bingo?
Oh, boy.
Ah!
Whose last show is it? Mine or yours?
Okay. The Honda Classic. Yes, PGA. Guy. Give me a little Howard. PGA.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this right.
Come on now.
It's the Honda Classic this weekend going on at this particular golf course. Where is it? Oh, boy, that's a long way. PGA National Champion, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Well, we just lost our 80-90-something out there, but we sucked in the 60-70s crowd with that analogy.
A number's a number, right?
That's right. Honda Classic, the Bear Trap, a great field. Ricky Fowler, a one-shot lead over Jimmy Walker, Sergio Garcia, along with Adam Scott in the hunt. We're going to hear from Ricky and Sergio. Before we do, Jim, what's the Canadian story? Not a good one in this
no,
one.
No, Graham Dillette makes the cut at 2-over. Hadwin at 5-over. Weir and Hearn at 8-over, do not.
66-66, though, the roller coaster of great play for Ricky Fowler continues to roll downhill here in 2016. Let's hear from our leader.
I've been swinging well. It's nice to hit fairways, hit greens, especially at a place like this where it's very demanding, tee to green. So got a couple putts to go today, which was nice to kind of keep the round going, and also some birdies there at the end. So definitely pleased with the first 2 days and looking forward to the weekend.
You know, I think most people know you as a California guy, but you live down here and play a lot of golf down here, so you're very comfortable in these conditions and these kind of greens, aren't you?
Yeah, so growing up at home back in California, I got to play a lot in the wind growing up, kind of 10 to 15 miles an hour, and then playing the 2 years I did at Oklahoma State. Got to test out some stronger winds. And then I've been living down here for over 5 years. So as far as conditions with the wind and the grass types and how the courses play down here, I've had plenty of time down here to get used to it.
Tell our listeners about your round with Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You played Tuesday. That had to be really cool. I know you played with him before, but what'd you pick up from that?
I mean, shoot, we play all the time. Whenever we're both home in town, I mean, anytime he's in town, he plays every day, 36 holes. He takes Sunday off. So when I'm home, I get to play with him a bunch. We have a lot of good games with guys from both Bears Club medalists and Floridian, some friends of ours that all kind of are normals or usuals in the game. And it's just a bunch of guys hanging out, having a good time, and getting to play with, you know, one of the greatest athletes of all time, you know, seeing how he handles himself in, you know, sport that isn't his profession, but, you know, he definitely can play well. And his, you know, he's got a really good short game. He can putt well, and he's tough to beat. It's always a fun game, and to see how he can kind of pull through in pressure-packed situations if he needs to make a putt or make an up and down, to see how clutch he is, just shows you, you know, how good of a competitor he is, and definitely learned a lot on how he, you know, handles himself in those situations.
Maybe he'll be out here in your gallery this weekend.
Maybe Sunday, since that's his day off, but he'll be playing. I don't know, we'll see. It'd be nice to play well this weekend, and then we'll go from there.
All right, Ricky Fowler, 66-66, 8 under par, 1-shot lead on Jimmy Walker, 2 on Sergio Garcia, and 3 on Adam Scott. Great leaderboard here. Before we hear from Sergio, Jim, a couple things in the interview. First of all, Doug Bell, my colleague on PGA Tour Radio, who will be with me next week at Doral for the WGC Cadillac. He'll be on the show next week on Golf Talk Canada. Doug, he said something really interesting yesterday that I haven't noticed yet. I'm going to look for it myself next week. I'll actually look for it in the weekend TV coverage as well. Ricky Fowler, before he takes his putter back, he ungrounds the club. So he actually lifts the putter head maybe a centimeter or two off the ground to get it ungrounded, for lack of a better term, before starting his backstroke. Something that you know, I haven't seen in, it's just got to be close to 30 years. That's a more of an old school. In fact, during Nicklaus's career, there was times where he experimented with that, another great player. So,
what's the purpose of that?
Apparently, you know, when the putter's grounded, it can get stuck on the way back. You can have some tension before you pull it back. And the idea is once you've taken it off the ground, it encourages a lighter putter grip because you want to just let it kind of hang loose as it hovers above the ground and frees you up to get it going back on its normal path instead of pulling it back, lifting it back, getting it stuck. Still very difficult. I could not do it. It just feel completely awkward to me, but something Ricky's been working on using, and the proof is in the pudding. He's putted so well over this last stretch, 66-66. Here he is again. Okay, Sergio Garcia, somebody else who has found the putter recently, especially in round one. It left him a little bit yesterday. Has gone to a new TaylorMade putter that's a little heavier than the norm. It's an oversized head from the new putter line at TaylorMade, a little heavier. He's liking it. He's rolling his rock. There's never been an issue with Sergio's ball striking. Can he make putts down the stretch when it counts? If the wind kicks up this weekend, which it does a lot here at PGA National, the wind kicks up a lot around that bear trap late on Sunday, Sergio might be the guy. He flights it low when he wants to, and he hits it pure all the time. Let's hear from Sergio Garcia.
I felt like I played quite well. Obviously, the course, it's not getting any easier as the week goes on. The wind was still up, not as much as yesterday, but it was still challenging, and I felt like I played quite good. Just a couple of mistakes in there, but other than that, it was good.
And we talked yesterday about your putting, the new putter, a little more weight. You hit some good par putts today, especially that last hole. Again, the stroke looks really good.
Yeah, it feels good. I just one bad putt on the first hole that I hit too hard. Then my second putt was good. It just broke a little more than I thought. But other than that, it was good. Just a couple of chips here and there that I should have gotten closer and maybe got a shot or two there. But other than that, it was good.
Always thought you're one of the best ball strikers I've ever seen. And at 7, I thought I witnessed an ace. That was a heck of a play. Did you think that was going in?
When I started rolling up the hill, I thought I had a great chance, and you know, unfortunately it didn't go in. But obviously, making two there was already a good thing. So one would have been amazing.
Yeah, the easiest birdie we'll have all week. Talk about the weekend, a chance to win again.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, tomorrow is going to be an important day. Rick is playing really, really well, so I'm going to have to play extremely well to keep up with him. We'll see. Hopefully, we have a good chance on Sunday. Be up there playing well, and you know, see what we can do.
And before I go, I want to give a shout out to Mark Zucchino.
And there you hear it. That was Sergio Garcia from the Honda Classic. Giving a little shout out to me at the end there. Did you hear that, Jim?
Yeah, it was excellent. Yeah, it was you guys really bonded.
Yeah, we bonded quite a lot that week.
Destroyed his game.
Fowler at 8 under, Walker at 7, Garcia at 6, Adam Scott at 5. Great leaderboard as we head into the weekend at the Honda Classic. All right, on the other side, if you're just tuning in, today is Mr. Jim Taddy's final show here on Golf Talk Canada as we celebrate 4.5 years with the Tat Man here at GTC.
Yes, guy.
And we're going to continue that celebration next. Now that Mr. Taddy will have his Saturday mornings off, how is he going to spend them? We're going to do the top 10 things, a little tribute to David Letterman style, the top 10 things that Jim Taddy will now do with free Saturday mornings is coming up next right here on GTC.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Horizons Exchange Traded Funds. Innovation is our capital. Make it yours. Visit horizonsetfs.com for more information. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to GTC. Well, as a little tribute here to Mr. Jim Taddy, who, by the way, works a lot of Friday nights because you cover a lot of Leafs and a lot of Raptors.
Was at the ACC last night.
There
thrilling,
you go.
Thrilling game.
You get up and you drive in. It's a 45-minute hike in to this studio on Saturday mornings. 60-minute hike in, and you do is you spend a lot of Friday nights pretty late. But now, Jim.
Now
you'll have Saturday mornings free.
Yeah.
So in my hands, from the home office.
Wait a minute. Here,
you hear it? From the home office here in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. Let's do it.
Oops.
The top 10 things Jim Taddy will now do with free Saturday mornings. You like that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little S&R music.
That's right.
That is from the Sunday Night Wrap, PGA Tour Sunday Night Wrap, which Mr. Taddy and I hosted together for several years.
PGA Tour Radio.
Yep. Missed that show. That was a good show. All right. These are the top 10 things that Jim will now do with Saturday mornings that they are free. Number 10.
Oh. First
Jim will now join the PGA Tour and win just to increase his odds on multiple Canadian winners on the PGA Tour.
No guy.
How many years in a row have you predicted multiple Canadian winners?
I'm going to keep doing it. I'll phone you up next year.
When you get out there and grab the W, your odds just went through the roof.
Our call next year. Hello, Mark, are you still on? Well, here's my prediction.
All right. The top 10 things Jim Taddy will now do with free Saturday mornings. Number 9, write a book. The book will be titled Ian Poulter and the Angry Man to My Right.
No, that's your book. I will not write a book.
But just you
I don't even read books
you
anymore.
You love the anger that I have towards Ian Poulter.
Watch this. Ian Poulter.
Stop it. Why do you have to do that? Used to be Sergio, but
that's
now
right.
Look, he's giving me shout outs at the end of his PGA Tour
his
radio.
His career's gone south.
Yes. All right, top 10 things. Let's continue. Number 8. Four words for you. Good morning, Walmart shoppers.
Come on.
Just maybe a little cash on the side.
Wow.
You can't sleep.
Wow.
No,
wow.
Our specials today. No.
I'll show you a special.
Top 10 things Jim Taddy now does with Saturday mornings. Number 7. Jim starts a PGA Tour hotline for rules violations. Good morning, Jim Taddy. How can I help you kill someone's livelihood today?
Yes. I like that. Isn't that grand? Like, where else could you do that?
Where else could... Can you imagine an NHL hotline?
Commissioner Bettman, he was offside.
He was offside. No, good morning, Jim Taddy. How do we destroy someone's livelihood for you this weekend?
Actually, I could be interested in that.
See, I knew you'd like that one. All right, the top 10 things Jim Taddy now does with free Saturday mornings. Number 6. He will create a late-night news desk format that revolutionizes the way people watch sports highlights and get their information. Oh, wait, he already did that.
Again,
exactly.
That's one of my favorite exchanges.
That's right.
Marco phones me up. We're going to make history. And I said, again?
Again? Number 5.
It's amazing.
He plays golf every Saturday morning with 14 anchored clubs and immediately changes his mind on the anchored putter stroke.
Yes, no guy. But I just part see, of this right. I will play
as
golf.
As you are standing on the first tee yes. at Brantford Golf Club with an anchored driver and you impale yourself.
Yeah. An anchored driver. What a concept.
Okay.
You can do it once.
All right. The top 10 things Jim Taddy will now do with free Saturday mornings. Number 4. Listen to Golf Talk Canada and his boxers slam the fist on the kitchen table and say, why hasn't anybody picked last week's winner and winner's weird or what?
No, guy. Sorry. If it said podcast, you would have.
Hey, as we know, Jim's weekly tradition yes. is to go with last week's winner.
That's right.
The winner's
yes.
weird or what.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
As is the case this week, too.
All right. Number 3. Hi, I'm Jim Taddy. Do you have a moment to discuss the word of the Lord?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Actually, as it's written, it's, hi, I'm Elder Jim Taddy.
Wow. This is sick.
This is sick.
Yeah, and it only gets worse.
It only gets worse. Now we've hit the cliff at number 3. We hit the cliff at number 3, and now we're headed down the cliff.
Number 9.
Okay. The number 2 thing he will do on Saturday mornings. Nothing. You're going to be out all night at the club with BK.
Absolutely, yeah. 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 Oh.
Yeah, that's a yes guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo. Yeah.
Oh, my neck hurts.
I can just picture Taddy walking home with the sun coming up. With BK.
It's happened before.
BK, we're going to have a little two-pack on the way out?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know
good,
it.
Good, good, man.
Oh,
good.
My God.
You know what I'm after. You know the song I want.
All right.
Okay, I wanted it on the way out.
All right.
Yeah.
The number one thing Jim Taddy will now do with his Saturday mornings. Number one. Yes, Guy, the musical. Come on. Yes, Guy, the musical.
Yes, Guy. Yes.
I just want a part in the music. Can I just have a part in the musical?
It's a solo act.
I'm willing to walk away from this show if I can have a part in Yes Guy the musical.
You could have probably a major role in No Guy, but Yes Guy is all me.
I was going to go with Yes Guy rock opera. Down no, the who, but
that's dated. We don't do that
anymore.
No. Wow.
So there you go. Any of these have a chance, Jim?
No, none.
I'll be
unconscious.
I think Elder Jim Taddy has a real shot on Saturday morning.
Next Saturday morning at this time, I will be unconscious.
Yeah, that's because we got guest lists at the club on Friday night.
Hold on a second. In fact, BK and I will just be rolling in.
All right. One could also argue that this winter, this is the first time he hasn't been unconscious on
exactly.
the Saturday.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm totally coherent in here.
Right. I'm shocked that we got him to contribute before 8:45. It's usually when the bell goes off.
What's the name of this show anyway?
All right. On the other side, we're going to play a little Yes Guy, No Guy. Our final Yes Guy, No Guy. This is Golf Talk Canada.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day. Brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility.
Hi, this is Coach Ann Cochran with Peak Performance Golf. Today we're going to talk about working within the junior development program, why it's important to start them young and keep it fun. When you start teaching golf to kids at a young age, it's incredibly beneficial for so many reasons. It's a very disciplined sport that requires a high level of technical skill. This is going to relate to them improving their fine motor skills, developing themselves as an athlete, physical components, their neurological development, and really just all-around confidence and stability in their body. When teaching kids, it's incredibly important to keep it fun and creative. This is going to keep your kids engaged, as well as exposing them to the ever-expanding and ever-changing game that golf is. It also forces them to creatively experience and expand how they would approach different situations on a real golf course in a real golf game. At Peak Performance Golf this summer, we're going to be offering your children the opportunity to come on in, play a bunch of different games, learn golf through fun, multi-sport experience, as well as keeping themselves fit and active through our physical fitness components. To learn more about this exciting opportunity that we're offering this summer, please contact me, Aaron, at peakperformgolf.com.
The Golf Talk Canada Tip of the Day. Brought to you by Peak Performance Golf, Canada's premier game improvement facility and leader in instruction, fitness, and custom club fitting. Visit peakperformgolf.com for more information. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade, the number one driver on the PGA Tour, 15 years and counting. Visit TaylorMadeGolf.ca to get custom fit today. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit floor liners, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy. California.
As they're stumbling home at 6 a.m.
That's us. BK's driving. Heads out the window.
Hydraulics.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I sure hope not, Jim. Well, I sure hope not.
We're picking you up, buddy.
We're
picking you
up. Bring me into the studio. Yeah,
drop Mark off. Exactly. He's got to do the show.
I still got to work on Saturday morning, right? I still got to come in.
That's right. You're still coming in. Yeah, man. You're not going anywhere. You got to come in with me. Jim's going to drop us off.
I'll be in the parking lot listening and critiquing.
All right, Mr. Taddy. We're going to do yes guy, no guy for the last time. So give it to you, sir.
Yes guy, no guy.
All right, Mr. Taddy, yes guy, no guy. Some of these are softballs. Some of them, you're going to have to think a little on this, okay?
Well, we'll see.
Yes guy, no guy. Will Tiger Woods play professional golf in 2016?
Absolutely yes guy. Why not? I mean, it's always the opposite of what you think, right? So now everybody's, you know, a little afraid, and the one video didn't really inspire anything. So secretly he's in great shape. He'll be back.
Okay, bonus question then. Does Tiger Woods, yes guy, no guy, make a cut in 2016?
Absolutely, emphatically, yes guy.
Wow. Wow. Emphatically, wow. Yes guy. All
yes
right.
Yes guy, absolutely.
All right. All right.
He's not going to miss a hole.
On the recent great play and the recent form of this next gentleman, other than maybe yesterday, although the ball striking was fine, yes guy, no guy, will Phil win in 2016? Will Phil Mickelson win in 2016? Yes guy, no guy?
I'm going to say no guy.
So far, we disagree on everything.
Of course. That's why we get along.
Other than potentially Tiger playing. I don't see Tiger making a cut, and I see Phil winning in the next 60 days.
Yeah, but you're the head of the lefty fan.
Yes, this is true. My phone's buzzing as we speak.
Yeah.
Wants me to take a look at his putting stroke. That's a whole other.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an issue, right?
kind of an issue.
The snake.
Well, officially, it's interesting because next week I'm at Doral, and his restraining order against me actually expires tomorrow. So the time is perfect. The timing is right on time.
I don't know what will be the better sight, the Trump chopper or Mark Sacchino running after Phil Mickelson and Phil having the entourage fill in behind. People tripping Mark Sacchino. Excuse me, lefty. Oh!
All right. Yes guy, no guy. Does the U.S. Ryder Cup team finally get it done on home soil later this year?
No guy.
No guy.
No guy.
Even now that this is Jordan's team, Ricky's team, this is a young man's team with not the ghosts in the closet, so to speak, of all the previous teams like the Furyks and the Woods and the Mickelsons who have been crushed over the last decade plus. This fresh blood is not getting it done.
I believe I said no guy. Not going to happen.
All right. All right. We are 6 weeks away from the Masters.
Ooh.
Right now, we have one Canadian in the field on a past champions category, which is Mike Weir, who missed the cut at 8-over par this week at the Honda Classic. So other than Mike Weir, and the only way you can get into Augusta is be in the top 50 in the world right now or win. So.
No.
Will we have another Canadian in the field at the Masters? Yes guy, no guy.
No guy.
No guy. Yeah, I figured that.
It's sad, really.
It's sad, but
because there's opportunity.
Here's why it's so sad. We step back on an annual basis, and all we see are additional Canadian flags out there with opportunities to win. But at 148, I believe, let me double check. Off the top of my head, I think it's 148 off the top. At 145, close. David Hearn is our highest-ranked Canadian in the official world golf rankings at 145. And when you figure that those guys, Dillette, Hadwin, Taylor, and, of course, the previously mentioned Hearn, the highest ranked at 145, they either have to win or get inside that top 50. You know the kind of consistent play in the top fives that they're going to have to get between now and Augusta, top tens, top fives to break? Not going to happen.
Yeah, there's no hint of any success, is there?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. All right, final yes guy, no guy question. Now, keep in mind, Brooke Henderson is three off the lead in fourth, the Australian Masters of the Ladies European Tour this week, okay? However, and Rory missed the cut, but yes guy, no guy, Brooke Henderson wins before Rory McIlroy.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say yes guy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Rory fan, and we're going to come into some Florida Swing golf tournaments here where, you know, he's done well in the past. He's going to play some golf between now and the Masters. We're going to see Rory, but something tells me that Brooke might win before Rory. There's no guarantee that Rory's going to win. There's no guarantee that Brooke's going to win. But regardless, and it's easy to say right now with Brooke this close to the lead in Australia, but there's still a lot of players between her and the lead and three strokes to swallow up over 18 holes. I think you're right, Jim. I think yes, Scott.
Well, she's consistently there. Rory is not.
We're going to sign off now for our national audience. Before we do, I know you wanted to say a few thank yous. We have great supporters here at Golf Talk Canada, great listeners, and we have great sponsors, and you just wanted to outline a few special people.
Sure, absolutely. TaylorMade and Adidas. I want to thank Cam, Christine, Nick, Leslie, and Matt. They were just top flight with me over the last couple of years, and we'll miss them.
Yeah, well, they're going to miss you, and they've been tweeting out all week. That they're going to miss you and to stay in touch. And they're great people.
Yes,
and
they are.
We're lucky to have them a part of the Golf Talk Canada family. And I'm lucky to be an ambassador of both Adidas and TaylorMade in Canada and around the world.
Nice guy.
Any more final thoughts, Jim, our national audience? Well, of course, we'll do this again. If you're listening online, TSN 1050. If you're listening online, tsn.ca around the world. We've got 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada, a few other select markets. We've got Winners Weird and What coming up, 1150 in Hamilton, of course, 1050 here in Toronto. So lots more Golf Talk Canada for millions of people. Millions of people. I'm starting to get like Donald Trump. Every time I say something, then I add a zero. It's not thousands anymore.
If you start growing your hair.
If I start growing the hair with the awkward comb over and just.
What, the flock of seagulls glue?
I've built many, many companies, billions and billions of dollars. The flock of seagulls. Our references at least are getting younger. Yes. Now we're into the 80s.
Yes.
I walked along the avenue. Now you're speaking my language. Now you're speaking my language.
Yes.
You kidding me? You bust out the retro 80s dance party. You can't get this guy off the floor. New Order. Come on,
please,
Depeche Mode.
Please don't
bump,
go
bump,
there.
Bump, 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 bump. You know who else is like? Matty Kozlik's that stuff, too. Well, we're both 40, eh? Same age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both wine fans. We both like linen. He's in Florida this week wearing linen.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Final thoughts to you, Mr. Taddy.
Golf Talk Canada continues on. Everything's fine. Sorry
great.
To have to go, but that's it.
He's an emotional guy. He's an emotional guy. So, well, that's a better sign-off than some of his other co-hosts have gotten in the past.
All right, we'll just leave that.
We're going to skip that one.
I don't know what you mean.
Jim, all I know is this. Now we get to finally play golf together because you won't be burnt out from this Saturday schedule of driving between multiple cities in Southern Ontario.
Golfing with Mark. Yeah, I think I could just get it over those trees.
Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to sign off again. Can't wait to continue to be friends, play golf together, maybe do another project in the future when our schedules allow it. I know we both want to do that. Thank you for the last 4.5 years. Thank you for the work, the effort, the education. Couldn't have picked a better person to work with here in the TSN Radio family. Going to be sad to see you go, sir, but you know there's an open door policy here at Golf Talk Canada for you whenever you want to come back and sit down and talk golf with us. For you listening coast to coast and around the world on TSN Radio, we're back for 30 more minutes as well as 11:50 and 10:50. For the rest of you poor individuals that don't get the extra 30 minutes of Golf Talk Canada, thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision in the golf course, it always starts in the closet.
Yes, guys.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn them off.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you to our national audience for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll return after this with more of Golf Talk Canada. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. Here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to GTC, the bonus 30 minutes. We should be charging for this bonus 30, Jim. So lucky.
Too late.
So lucky. All right. Next week, yours truly, live from Trump Doral World Golf Championship, Cadillac Championship. That is next week here on Golf Talk Canada. So looking forward to doing that. The Florida Swing kicks off this week, Honda Classic. We're going to do a leaderboard update from around the world of golf on the other side. But let's hit it. Winners, weird, and what? And I have the tee.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, my winner this week, Jim, is also a tribute to you, in a sense, because I know how much you love this topic. So Peter Dawson, who retired last fall as the secretary of the Royal and Ancient Golf Association, Peter Dawson was the gentleman who spearheaded the conversation globally regarding the anchored putter ban, and got rallied the USGA and other organizations to get behind. What we are now living with is the anchored putter ban, which kicked in January 1st of this year. Well, it was reported last week, Adam Scott, who this has affected, and was one of the guys who last year went back and forth between anchored and short trying to get ready for this year. As a gift upon the retirement of Peter Dawson, Adam Scott shipped him his long putter that he won the British Open with. I love it. It's like, and I just thought that was the greatest thing ever when I read that Adam Scott said, here you go, happy retirement. You can stare at this the rest of your life.
What would the note say?
I don't know
what you're going to do with this, but enjoy.
I can't say the note on the air because it's the biggest fill in the blank you've ever seen. I absolutely love it. Well done, Adam Scott. My weird this week, this is the 10th year of the Honda Classic being played at PGA National. PGA National, of course, the home of the Bear Trap, the famous Bear Trap. Well, the first time in Bear Trap history, we're talking about the best players in the world. And we know that this is a stretch of holes that are brutally difficult, 15, 16, 17 at the Bear Trap. 17 being that brutally difficult par 3. Alex Cheka on Thursday made the first hole-in-one in Bear Trap history. Now, asterisk, yours truly, it should say first ace in Bear Trap history at the Honda Classic on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
Because I was witness to a gentleman in studio with us today, Dr. Yosef Petrov, my personal physician, travels with me everywhere I go. I saw him into a stiff breeze. I mean, a stiff Florida breeze, 186, one hop, a 5-wood into the jar for an ace. True or not true, Doc?
It was the single greatest moment of my life.
And there you have it. Was that the voice of God?
Wow.
Was that the voice of God?
Wow.
Now, I can't tell you.
What will it be? What will the weather be later today?
Give us a weather report.
Beautiful.
No.
Now, I can't tell you what we did to the statue of the bear.
Because we'd be canceled. The ball.
We do have the ball in studio with us. The ball is in studio with us.
There it is.
The ball in studio. But I saw the real first ace at the Bear Trap. So well done, Dr. Petrov. And well done, Alex Cheka. My what this week is, we've been talking a lot of Tiger. I know Jim's going to talk a little bit more about this. And I'm not going to get into specifics. But it just dawned on me. This is a guy who we really haven't heard a lot of Tiger talk for the last 5-6 months until this week, right? Until all this stuff came. But I thought to myself, who's going to fill this gap for us, this void, in not just the golf world, but the sports world? I got a bunch of radio interviews this week, coast to coast, on TSN Radio Network to specifically talk about a 10-second video of a guy hitting a 9-iron in the basement, okay? And my good friend Frank Bassett of Golf Talk America tweeted me and said, Mark, there are no basements in Florida. Okay, wherever he's got this simulator in his man cave, okay, in his Tiger cave, what are we going to fill this hole with? Because this guy hits a 9-iron, and apparently it's news coast to coast. It's ridiculous.
I love it.
But it is the way the world ticks. All right, Mr. Taddy, You have the tea.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own Mr. Randy Watson. Yes, Randy Watson.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that.
I believe the children are our future.
Can I have that for my ringtone? Yes. My winner is Bubba. Northern.
Of course it is. We did this at 8:30.
That's right. My winner is Bubba.
Right.
That's all
okay,
I have to say. He's fun when he wins.
He is fun when he wins. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what kind of quote. He's a throwback, Jim. Even the way he plays the game. No one sees golf like that anymore. I'm not a big fan of, you know, his personality and the way he handles himself and whatnot. But I love the fact that this guy gets up there week in and week out on different golf courses and sees shapes. He hasn't hit a ball. I've never seen Bubba hit a straight golf shot in my life. And that's when golf balls used to be Balata and persimmon woods and small forge blade golf clubs with lots of extra loft instead of strong loft like we have today. Guys used to shape the ball. You couldn't hit a straight ball. You know, Ben Hogan never hit a straight shot. They were always working it one way or the other, and Bubba's a throwback, and it's cool to see him win.
It's fun because when it works, you go, wow. Because you see him at the tee box, you go, what the heck? And then you watch the ball go, and oh, that's great.
And how many guys today, the next guy, with no disrespect to Justin Thomas or any of these great young players, they all come out, they all look the same. They all sound the same. They all have swings that were built in a lab somewhere. The ball barely moves. The trajectory and the shape almost looks identical from lob wedge to driver within reason. And to be bluntly honest with you, now I'm aging myself a little here because I've been watching golf since, you know, the early 80s. It's boring. It's boring. I don't want to see robots go play golf. I want to see personality. I want to see shot making. And Bubba still gives us that.
Patrick Reed gives a little of that, too.
Certainly does.
People don't like that.
Right.
My weird is Phil Mickelson hits 15 greens, fails to make a birdie.
Welcome to my nightmare, Phil. Yeah.
Wow.
There is nothing more frustrating in the game of golf. I would say the top two things of frustration in the game of golf are, hands down, number one, is not being able to make putts. Hands down, number one, not being able. When the hole shrinks, it is the most discouraging way to play golf. You got to feel like you got to hit it to 2 feet all the time. It bleeds through the back. For me, second is getting off the tee. If you can't get off the tee, it's impossible to play
a long hole.
But for me, Jim, those are the two most difficult games. And this is a guy who's putted great and played great all year. You know, Phil coming into this week at the Honda Classic in the calendar year of 2016 was leading the PGA Tour in scoring average. So he's playing great. But, boy, did the hole disappear on him the other day. Have you ever felt that frustration where you went out? I know you remember at Summit for many years. You went out there, which is a demanding ball strikers golf course.
Yes, it is.
You go out there, and you have a great ball striking day, and you hit a bunch of greens. You can't make a thing, and you go, boy, was that just a waste of ball striking.
Well, it's discouraging.
Yeah, it's so discouraging. Really. And that's why Hogan wanted to eliminate putting from the game.
And on a Stanley Thompson green, there are all kinds of nuances and places you don't want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
My what is Tiger's swing gate. We call it Tiger Swing Gate Take 2. I mean, this is now like Elvis's car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Elvis is no longer with us. You could go see his car.
Uh-huh.
You could go to his house.
Yes.
For Tiger, it's like...
He serves you Kentucky Fried Chicken at a specific restaurant in Nashville. He's still working there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. But throw that
for Tiger, really, I mean, every 3 months you could just let a 10-second video out. And then it would just ripple through the world.
You know, it's I find it... You tell me, we could do 90 minutes on this. But I feel like the last several years have been, it's been a horrible thing to follow and watch, to watch this icon come down to what we're talking about now. Press conferences in parking lots, 10-second videos. Like, it's a soap opera. It's not this is not an icon. This is a soap opera now, right? It's become ridiculous. And I almost feel like he owes the golf world. And I know this is ridiculous because he's a professional athlete. He gets paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to do this. But there's a part of me, the Italian side, the emotional side, the Rocky Balboa side, the guy who wants to see every great professional athlete run up the steps and yell Adrian, okay? That part of me feels like he owes us an apology because I feel like his ego and his attitude towards the game robbed us from seeing the greatest career in the history of the game. This guy was well on his way to 20-plus majors, but he couldn't stop rebuilding his swing. He couldn't listen to people around him. When he lost the voice of his father, he never replaced that. That was the only voice he ever really listened to and took guidance from. And when his dad was no longer there, he never replaced that voice of influence. You start squatting 400 pounds. You rebuild the swing for the third time, making questionable decisions in your personal life. And all you mix all that up in a bowl with a little flour and a little sugar. And what you have now? A 10-second 9-iron in a simulator. Well done, Tiger. Well done. Well done taking the greatest amount of talent that has ever been gifted upon a human being on this planet to play this game and lighting it on fire.
You know what? I'm going to totally disagree, respectfully. I just think that what's happening with Tiger is a reflection on everything but Tiger.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes, in the last 12 to 24 months.
The way people behave, the overanalysis, the this could be happening. Guy's a human being like the rest of us. He's had his losses. He's made his mistakes. He did give us the best golf we're ever going to see.
And, hands down.
End of story.
However, do you not think that several years of certain decisions that he made as his own free will, as his own person, have led us to this point now? Now, the last 24 months or so, yes, it's not him. He created this, and then we're all running with it,
but
social media is like we're living in a different time now here where everybody's a journalist, right? Everybody's a journalist.
He was freakish in that his father schooled him on how to be a stud golfer from, what, five, four,
younger.
Five?
I think Kurt Douglas show. He was 3 years old when he was on Mike Douglas show.
Yeah.
Kurt Douglas was an actor.
Yes.
Yes, if he was on, I don't believe. Skip. Only him and Skippy had a role in that. But I just think
I'm just saying that this is a freakish story. And because of his father's influence, the fact that when his father passed away, that's going to be a big void.
It was a huge void.
And he's never going to be able to replace that. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Okay, before we leave this, because this was a bit of I tuned into Morning Drive this week, which I very rarely do anymore because I don't want to get, that's a whole other story. But I tuned in, and they were talking about the best golf you've ever seen. And I will say this. I never got to see Jack in his prime. I only remember videotape. And I remember seeing 86 Masters, which was, you know, the most nostalgic, special moment maybe in the history of our game. I get that. But, and we never got to see, I never saw Hogan. You know, we never got to see Hogan. We never got to see Snead in his prime and these kind of things. And it was a different era. But for my two cents, no one will ever play the game at their peak the way Tiger Woods played it from, you know, 2000 to 2002, 2003. That is winning the U.S. Open by 15 shots, winning the British Open by 8 shots, Masters when he broke out in 97, winning by 12. Like, he revolutionized the sport, and no one has ever played. Maybe they will. They haven't yet. Phil Mickelson came out this week and said no one has ever been as dominant as Tiger was. He's never seen anything like it. Those were Phil's words this week. I agree with Phil. If you just take a short body of work and put that body of work against the history of this game, no one has ever come close.
Totally agree. And nobody will ever restructure the business plan for the entire sport ever again like that.
There's only two people that have ever put zeros, that many zeros, in people's pockets in this game. And the first one was Arnold Palmer, with the invention of golf on television and Arnold Palmer. And then Tiger took it to a whole different atmosphere. Those two guys have made these people millions and millions and millions. And in a way, allow me to do what I do for a living, in a way.
So having said that, maybe people should just back off on Tiger.
We will leave it at that. I do agree it's time to back off on that. On the other side, we will do a leaderboard update around the world of golf, and we will let Mr. Taddy sign off for the final time here on Golf Talk Canada.
The Golf Talk Canada Getaway, presented by Golf Away Tours.
Hey there, it's TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours, your golf travel specialist. As much as I miss golf during our long Canadian winters, I learned long ago that there's another great sport to help me through the winter, and that's curling. Curling and golf go hand in hand in a lot of ways. From both sports' humble beginnings in Scotland, to the great balance of social and competitive spirit, to the tradition of sharing a post-game whiskey or beer. So at Golf Away Tours, we thought, what would be better than a combination golf and curling trip to the home of both sports, Scotland? And to top it off, we are inviting two prominent figures in the world of curling to act as the trip hosts. 2010 Olympic silver medalist and TSN analyst Cheryl Bernard, along with TSN curling broadcaster Brian Mudrick. If you have ever been lucky enough to meet either Cheryl or Brian, you know that they will add great energy, enthusiasm, and of course humor to this incredible trip. This October trip starts with four nights at the Carnoustie Golf Hotel while playing in a three-day curling bonspiel, where you will play against other Canadian and international rinks in a fun, open competition, all the while experiencing great Scottish fare and entertainment. That will be followed up with four nights at the home of golf, St. Andrews, with four rounds of golf, a couple of great meals, and perhaps a whiskey or three. So if you, like me, have a shared passion for the two great sports of golf and curling, this is a trip that you just can't miss. Contact me at tj@golfawaytours.com for more information or to register for this trip of a lifetime. Golf Away Tours, we take you around the world to play the game you love.
This has been your Golf Talk Canada Getaway, presented by Golf Away Tours. Visit golfawaytours.com to book your customized golf experience. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Frechette Lawn Care, keeping your lawn healthy and green for over 45 years. Visit FrechetteLawnCare.com or call us today for a free analysis and quote. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at CedarBraeGolf.com. Here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Jim Taddy.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Next week, I will be at Trump Doral for the World Golf Championships Cadillac Championship. I pick up my PGA Tour radio play-by-play duty, so we will be doing Golf Talk Canada live from Trump Doral. Next week, Doug Bell on the show will also announce my new co-host, which is joining us on March 16th on Golf Talk Canada. We will announce a new co-host next week as well. Also, some news to touch on. Jason Bone, he had a mild heart attack after the second round last night at Honda. Jason Bone doing well, stable condition, spent the night in hospital, but Jason Bone seems to be doing fine. So hopefully he'll be healthy and back on the tour playing professional golf shortly. Okay, leaderboard report from around the world of golf. Brought to you by Golf PEI, with over 400 fairways within 45 minutes of one another. You should discover why Golf PEI is Canada's number one golf destination. Visit golfpei.ca for more information. Honda Classic, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Ricky Fowler, 8 under par, one shot lead over Jimmy Walker, two shots over Sergio Garcia, four after over Adam Scott. Canadian Corey Connors threw two rounds, chance to win. Third place, five back of Ken Looper. This is on PGA Tour Latino America. Colombian Open, Corey Connors with a chance to win. European Tour, back in the first week of February, Jim and I said, you know who you really should start to watch for? Charles Schwartzel and Louis Oosthuizen. They've been quiet for so long. The following week, Schwartzel wins, and who's in the lead this week at the Hand of Perth International Championship on the European Tour? Louis Oosthuizen, three-shot lead with one round to go. So our crystal ball apparently working on those two, Mr. Taddy.
Louis Oosthuizen.
And the big Canadian story, Shin with the lead at 10 under par on the Ladies European Tour for the Ladies Masters, but only three back with one round to go. Brooke Henderson.
Hmm.
That is the big Canadian story right now. Can Brooke get the quick W early in this calendar year? So that does it for us here on Golf Talk Canada. Jim, you know, I said this story last week. I'll reiterate it again.
You've been more than nice, more than kind and nice, and I don't know what to say.
Well, there's nothing you have to say. We're great friends on mic, on camera, off mic, off camera. I can't wait to continue to play golf with you. I can't wait to do something in the future together, because I know we will. 4.5 years ago, they asked me here at Golf Talk Canada who I wanted to work with. I said, Jim Taddy. They said he'd say no. He's the hardest working guy we got. You're still the hardest working guy they got. You said yes. And Golf Talk Canada and all of us here, Tash, BK, myself, our listeners, we're the winners that you said yes. And 4.5 years later, we're the most listened to golf talk radio program in Canada. We start season two of television in a few weeks. And couldn't have done any of that without you. And I'll be listening to your 1150 stuff, your 1050 stuff, and as soon as this snow melts and gets out of here in southern Ontario, will be pegging it up and complaining about all the things we love to complain about in life.
Well, I just want to thank you for having me as part of this. I've enjoyed all of it, meeting Tash, BK, Mike, Dr. J. This is fantastic. You're treating me like family.
You are.
And I know that that's not going to change. And I guess all I can say is, see you on the golf course.
Yeah, see you on the golf course in a few months. I'm sure we'll be up at our friends at Cedarbrae, Toronto Hunt. I can't wait to play Brantford. I used to play an event at Brantford every year, and it stopped about 3-4 years ago. They stopped doing it, and I haven't been out since. And, of course, Canada's own David Hearn has a home out there. I believe it's behind the 15th
Elena
hole.
Elena Sharp, too.
Elena Sharp as well. And what a great golf course Brantford is. That's a lucky place to hang your hat this summer, Jim, and call your home track. That's you're going to enjoy
it. It's going to be fun.
This will be your first summer there, correct?
Yes.
So did you play it in the fall?
I got in one round.
And what were your initial thoughts?
I loved the greens. They're true Stanley Thompson greens. You don't want to be too far off the hole.
Before we sign off here, interested in your opinion. I know they've done a lot of work at the greens at Summit, so a lot of those are no longer Stanley Thompson greens. That being said, however, do you feel similarities from the old greens at Summit, the ones that haven't been rebuilt, and the greens at Brantford?
It reminded me of the Summit the first time I played it. Over the 7 or 8 years I was there, the greens, they just seem to lose some of those nuances when you're on the side and you have to sort of do one of those bender putts.
When you got to rebuild them, that's the way. We're dealing with that at the Toronto Hunt now, too. Yeah. That's going to happen. It happens with old golf courses. There's nothing you can do, right?
Yeah, there is nothing you can
do. Now, Brantford has somehow been able to keep theirs, and good for them, and different strokes for different folks and different growing conditions around the world as well.
So. You know, really, it's all about the walk and it's all about the talk.
Well, can't wait to do it with you in the spring, Jim. Thank you for the last 4.5 years.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the next chapter and what you and I do together. We're back next week. WGC Doral, yours truly. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it always starts in the closet. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, guy.
Hey, you want these? Good ball that went way out there.
Well, what happened?
I have no concentration.
This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Cedarbrae Golf Club, private golf located in Toronto's scenic Rouge Valley. Discover why now is the right time to join at cedarbraegolf.com. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For show archives, blogs, interviews, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.